relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Do you know who Sean Parnell is? He's a U.S. House candidate, Republican. We had him on the show. What happened at the weekend? His house was vandalized with communist imagery. Why would that happen in America? Oh, yeah, we have an election tomorrow. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Why communist imagery? Is this Venezuela? Or are there people who wish to turn it into Venezuela? Well, there's a certain person called Kamala Harris who tweeted out a strange cartoon at the weekend, and she wants to be the vice well, is it vice president? Or would she be the real president if we don't do our work? Well, let's decide for ourselves why communist imagery, the hammer and sickle, was daubed on the home of conservative candidate Sean Parnell from Pennsylvania. Eric, do you have that cartoon that Kamala Harris tweeted? If you do, would you please play it for our listeners and viewers?
So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests, oh, everyone should get the same amount. The problem with that, not everybody's starting out from the same place. So if we're all getting the same amount, but you started out back there and I started out over here, we could get the same amount, but you're still going to be that far back behind me. It's about giving people the resources and the support they need so that everyone can be on equal footing and then compete on equal footing. Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place.
Giving people what they need. Did you hear that? At the end it said Biden-Harris 2020. Okay, it's just one sentence. Let's break it down. Giving people what they need. Number one, who gives them what they need? And number two, who decides what they need? Oh, and perhaps the most interesting, where do they get that from? Where do they get the stuff to give to people? Let me give you the short answer. As somebody whose family suffered under a system where the state gets to decide what you receive, that is called communism. It could be a cute cartoon, but it's still communism. It's not hyperbole anymore. You've got the evidence from her own lips. She wants to create a system where the state decides what you receive based upon what they've taken away from somebody else. who just has too much. That is totalitarianism. That is communism. But that's only half of the story. Let's look at how worried the left has become in the last 48 hours. Let's look at the failure of the mainstream media to be truthful to you for 4 years. Let's start with Joe Scarborough, with his demands. If President Trump... Hang on, I thought President Trump wasn't going to win. Well, now they're worried. And here's Joe's answer.
We can assure you we're going to be doing coverage on Peacock, and we can assure you if Donald Trump goes out and declares victory, we will be there to say, don't take the feed.
Right.
It's not going to happen. We're not going to be part of any disinformation campaign.
So if the president wins and declares victory, the Peacock, his cable, quote, news channel, isn't going to run the feed? There was a man called Leon Trotsky. He was a buddy of Lenin and Stalin's. But when he went the wrong way and got into a disagreement with the Russian revolutionaries who created the Soviet Union, do you know what happened to Leon Trotsky? He was airbrushed out of history. Literally, the photographs of him with the members of the Politburo, the Communist Party, with Lenin and Stalin, had his face, his body painted out. That's what the mainstream media says they want to do to your president if he wins. Make it impossible. Get three of your friends to the polling station with you. Be prepared to wait in line for hours and make it happen. They're already worried. Make their worry justified. Make it real. And we can't go without mentioning a certain strange-looking individual called Brian Stelter. Brian Stelter has a very strange observation about what's happening right here in the capital of the United States. Because if you walk downtown, you won't see many windows. You won't see windows on the stores. You'll see plywood. You'll see boarded up shops. Really, the likes of which we haven't seen since the late 1960s. But here's Brian Stelter's explanation.
Because ultimately the next few days are all about, well, this, what you wrote here for the paper, for the magazine. You said, an American president attacking American democracy by sowing doubt about the results in advance of an election has simply never been seen before. And he continues to do it every single day. Is that what journalists are privately worried about? I asked you what they're privately saying. Is this what members of the media are privately very worried about? We talk about unrest, buildings in downtown D.C. being boarded up. Is it fundamentally because the president himself is attacking the election?
Because that's why Portland and Seattle is a war zone. Because of the president. Because of his supporters, the MAGA movement, have been looting, have been setting small businesses ablaze. That's how much they lie to you. They're blaming you. They're blaming the president for their crimes. You mustn't let them win. Three of your friends with you and wait in line as long as possible. Let's go to your calls. It's waiting very, very patiently in Arizona. Ginger, line 5.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
I just want to tell you, first of all, that Arizona loves you almost as much as we love our great president.
That's very kind. Thank you, Ginger.
I just want to tell you that my husband and I, as a hobby, we ride a bike. We go out every single weekend. We go all across the state, and all you see is Trump signs, Trump flags in the back of trucks, roadside stands, Trump, Trump, Trump. That's what you see. You don't see a Biden roadside stand. You don't see in Wickenburg, Arizona, there's a building, and it's called the Trump Train Depot.
It's called the what? The Trump what?
The Trump Train Depot. And all they sell is Trump garb.
I love it. So where is that?
Oh, I love it. It's in Wickenburg, Arizona. It's a tiny town. It's just a great little spot. I work in Prescott Valley, Arizona, a subdivision of new construction houses. And I work with many, many Hispanic workers who are all voting for Trump.
Wow.
Hispanic workers who are all voting Trump. So I don't know where these poll numbers come from. The Arizona is trying to go blue, but you don't see it when you drive around.
They're not polls. They're not polls. They are lies. They're fabrications. They're attempts to make you unmotivated to go and vote. Stay on the line, Ginger. God bless you. Let's get you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. These are the things we're hearing from everywhere. The real metrics, the real evidence. The Trump train, not just in Wickenburg, Arizona, but across the nation, is stronger than ever. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back with Sinclair Broadcasting's Jim Rosen.
Knee deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts, America First with Dr. G.
Well, you did it, guys. You stepped up to the plate, and God bless you. The campaign is over for the Alliance Defending Freedom, but you have donated as I expected you to, and thank you. This is the nonprofit that takes those legal cases when Americans are being persecuted for their religion or for their First Amendment rights, and they take it all the way to the Supreme Court, winning 8 out of 11 recent cases. Thank you to all of you, because they take those cases for free and they get 5,000 requests a year. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you. If you didn't get in under the wire, if you haven't made a donation and still want to, we've told our guys to keep that tab open on our website for just another day or two. Please go to sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner today. Thank you so much for making their work possible to defend all of our rights. He is a New York Times best-selling author. Now he is with the Sinclair Broadcast Group. His books include Cheney 101 and The Strong Man, John Mitchell and the Secrets of Watergate. He is James Rosen, and he's back in studio. Welcome back, James.
Great to be back. Thank you, Seth.
So we are in the middle of a maelstrom. We are less than a day away from the election, an election the likes of which I think we've never seen before in terms of multiple October surprises. Would you share with us your October surprise, the one you reported on, and congratulations last week when it comes to the Department of Justice, your sources at the FBI and elsewhere, and the son of one of the candidates or the Democrat nominee, Joe Biden?
Well, I regret to begin with some throat-clearing exercises, but I wouldn't consider what I did an October surprise per se. In my nomenclature, an October surprise is something that is sprung on the voters in last-minute fashion with a kind of malevolent intent, usually the result of opposition research or what have you. So the Access Hollywood tape was an October surprise. The release that same day of John Podesta's emails was an October surprise. You know, sometimes things happen like Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying. That is not, it's kind of like an October surprise. It might be surprising, but it's not an October surprise. I just did my job. I reported.
And we are grateful.
So what you were referring to, the throat clearing exercises having been completed, was that on Thursday and Friday for the Sinclair Broadcast Group, you can watch my work on local Sinclair affiliates across the country here in Washington, WJLA. You can also follow me on Twitter at James Rosen TV. On Thursday of last week, I broke the following story. According to a Justice Department official, in 2019, the FBI opened up a criminal investigation into Hunter Biden and his associates focused on money laundering allegations, and which investigation remains open and active today. Separately from that, I conducted an interview, only the second, with Tony Bobulinski, a former business associate of Hunter Biden's. The first interview had been conducted for an hour on the program of our mutual friend Tucker Carlson,
yes,
watched by about 7 million people, and I thought Tucker did a very capable job of getting Mr. Bobulinski to lay out the contours of his story. Tucker did not focus much at all on Mr. Bobulinski's recent interview with the FBI, and I did, and from which we learned, according to Mr. Bobulinski, that the day after he went public with his allegations and his evidence about the Biden family, which he did just before the debate between the president and the former vice president in Nashville on October 22. The next day, the FBI sat down Anthony Bobulinski here in Washington for an interview that lasted approximately 5 hours.
He was supposed to be going to the Senate, but he delayed that to meet with the FBI.
In fact, his interview with the FBI was first disclosed by Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin. But the FBI interviewed Mr. Bobulinski for up to 5 hours with as many as six agents in the room at one time with Mr. Bobulinski and his legal counsel. He told me that he was listed as a material witness in an ongoing criminal investigation and a cooperating one. And the FBI also extracted the data from the three cell phones that Mr. Bobulinski brought along for that purpose. Now, you may not be impressed with James Rosen or where he works. You may not be impressed. I hear it
this
from time to time. And you may not be impressed with a single anonymous source at the Department of Justice confirming the existence of this criminal investigation. But nonetheless, you have to ask yourself, why would the FBI be interviewing Anthony Bobulinski for 5 hours with the energies of six agents devoted to that and the extraction of all his data from his cell phone? It testifies to the existence of an ongoing criminal investigation, such as I confirmed through my source at Justice. To be fair, we want to point out that neither Hunter Biden nor the former vice president have formally been accused of any wrongdoing. The former vice president denies ever having discussed his son's overseas business dealings with his son even once. But Mr. Bobulinski met twice with Joe Biden face-to-face when he was former vice president. And according to his account of those meetings and the evidence that he has presented to the FBI in those cell phones, he, Mr. Bobulinski, is in a direct position to challenge the factual accuracy of Joe Biden's claims never to have discussed his son's business dealings with him.
So we here at America First have always represented you as an individual we hold in high esteem because you are a very, very professional journalist, what I have called when the story broke, I described you as a straight shooter. Let me ask you your impressions of the man you interviewed. What was your sense of this former naval lieutenant? Was there a sense of dissembly, a sense of a hidden agenda? What is James Rosen's impression of the man Bobulinski?
Anthony Bobulinski is no ordinary businessman. This is someone who served in the Navy and moreover in the Naval Nuclear Operations Command, for which he enjoyed a Q-level security clearance, which is equivalent to top secret. It's a very elite part of our military operations. He trained the officers who would command nuclear submarines. And that enabled him to be working with that high security clearance in conjunction with the Department of Energy, which has oversight over our nuclear energy stockpiles, and also with the National Security Agency. After his military service, he went on to become a very wealthy corporate investor, which was why Hunter Biden and his associates sought out Bobulinski to take on a CEO role as they tried to attract Chinese capital. I'm told he's a very wealthy guy. Was able to ask one question to him, which mitigates somewhat against his credibility. He said, "Great question, James," and he answered it for me. The question was, "If you consider it your patriotic duty to come out and speak now, why didn't you consider it your patriotic duty to speak out During the impeachment process, when you had direct evidence on Hunter Biden and his dealings in Ukraine and the former vice president, or failing that, when you saw that Mr. Biden had clinched the Democratic presidential nomination? He said, great question. In essence, he's right now under the guard of former Navy SEALs. He's receiving, he and his family, death threats, as one might imagine.
We have 60 seconds. What was his answer to that
good
question?
His answer was, it's been gnawing at his conscience for a couple of years, and he finally took the steps to make this information public.
Wow. Read this man's work. Listen to him. He is James Rosen TV, New York Times bestselling author, author of The Strong Man, John Mitchell, and The Secrets of Watergate. Whatever your definition of October surprise, we've had many political surprises, and I don't think they're over. Next, the one and only Sidney Powell, counsel attorney to General Mike Flynn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, sponsored in part by MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
So many things to discuss in terms of the next 24 hours, 48 hours, but I think one that is emblematic of the stakes at play is the fate of my good friend, my colleague, my superior in the presidential transition team. That is, of course, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, a man who is really living through a living hell, not even a purgatory, it's worse than a purgatory, but one person who has stepped into the breach to help save that great American is our guest in studio right now, and I'm so excited to have her here. She is the author of Licensed to Lie. You have to follow her right now. Sidney Powell won. She is the woman who took on the deep state and is winning. Sidney, welcome to America First.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Whenever I talk about Mike, whenever I mention him on the show, whenever I post about him on social media, the response is electric across those who support the president, who are patriots, who understand what Mike did for this nation. As such, I have to ask you, what is the state of play with the case against him that, as a non-lawyer, I thought once the Department of Justice said there is no predicate, there was no crime, and we're not going to prosecute Mike anymore, the case collapsed. But evidently not. So please give us the update.
Well, even as a non-lawyer, you were exactly right. That's what all the law until this date has held. Supreme Court cases, every circuit case, and the law is that when the Department of Justice decides not to prosecute, the prosecution is over. There's no doubt about that. But then Judge Emmett Sullivan, on the district judge for the D.C. Circuit, decided he wanted additional briefing on it. He wanted to appoint a friend of the court that he knew was adverse to the dismissal.
Who'd already written an article against Mike Flynn.
Right, who advertised for the job by writing an op-ed in the Washington Post, setting this whole new procedure that's never been done before for opposing a government motion to dismiss. I mean, it's one of our core principles of the Constitution that only the Department of Justice can decide who, what, and when to prosecute. There's no question about that at all.
It's not the judge who decides.
Exactly. The judge.
It's the Department of Justice and the prosecutors.
Yes. It's separation of powers. It's a fundamental separation of powers principle, aside from the fact there's no case in controversy when the government and the defendant decide they're not going to play anymore.
Does that mean, in layman's terms, that the judge in this case has arrogated to himself the rights of the prosecution?
Yes, I've said repeatedly he has taken on the mantle of the prosecution after the government said no.
So what happens now? There's been, I think, two writs of mandamus. So is there a scenario? Is there a game plan? I don't want you to give away your thunder, but what is the future for Mike Flynn?
Well, there are two motions pending before the court right now. One is the government's motion to dismiss with prejudice, including about 200 pages of exculpatory evidence that was hidden from General Flynn and the defense for up to 4 years, showing that there was never a case, there was never a crime, he didn't do anything wrong at all. And then there's our motion to dismiss also to disqualify the judge for his obvious bias, including his political determination to not rule on the motion to dismiss until he saw what the election did.
So it's a waiting game.
It's a waiting game.
So he hopes that somebody else becomes president, the Department of Justice boss, the AG, is changed, and then he can continue to torment Mike Flynn?
Yes, he even wants to reinstate or wants to see him re-prosecuted for FARA violations where there are none, the Foreign Agent Registration Act. There's scads of those against Hunter Biden that haven't even been investigated, who admitted that on a tape that he made with a stripper that he was representing the biggest spy chief in China and
Correct.
Had been paid $1 million to do it. But there's no Foreign Agent Registration Act charge against him.
One of the greatest things you've done with your dogged determination, Sidney, is to dig up all the things they were hiding from Mike and his prior team that proved his innocence. Could you just give us, we've got 30 seconds left in this segment, but she's going to stay with us, guys, so it's relaxed. Could you give us just an example of the exculpatory evidence that was hidden for years from Mike and his team?
Yes, for one, that the FBI agents repeatedly briefed three different groups at Department of Justice and FBI that he was honest with them in his meeting with them on January 24th. Not to mention that they sent a FBI agent into a presidential briefing on August 17, 2016, to spy on Flynn in the event that he was with the president in the White House later. Flynn was the cornerstone of the insurance policy. They opened the case on Flynn on August 15th, or they talked about the insurance policy on August 15th. They opened the case against him on August 16th, and they sent Joseph Pienka, FBI, into the presidential briefing to spy and collect on Flynn on August 17th.
Absolutely outrageous. Outrageous. She's staying with us for one more segment. We're going to talk about the broader threat the swamp represents. She's Sidney Powell. Follow her right now on Twitter at Sidney Powell. One, I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. I don't need a script. I don't need talking points. I've been living it for a year and a half now. Tens of thousands of Americans have been liberated from their pain because of this incredible product, including Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Find out if this product could work for you like it works for Reggie, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call them at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Take the 3-week quick starter pack morning and evening as I do for 3 weeks, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for me like it works for It works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans.
And I think we ended up doing 65 interviews. We hit everybody, former attorneys generals, you know, Loretta Lynch, Sally Yates, Andy McCabe, James Comey. You know, the central thesis was the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government to hijack the election. Okay, let's find out. So we came up with the three C questions we were going to ask every single witness. Do you have any evidence or information that the Trump campaign colluded, conspired, or coordinated with any member of the Russian government, with any member of the Trump campaign or Trump presidency? And all 65 witnesses under oath said no to every question. We had to ask that because they were saying it in the media that that happened. So these principals were the ones who would have to know that. And if they answered yes, we'd have to report that to the public. And they couldn't just answer a simple question of where's the dirt?
Where's the dirt? That's the question. That was Kash Patel, chief investigator for Devin Nunes, former chairman of the Intelligence Committee of the House, who actually stood up to the swamp and found out what the intelligence agencies, the FBI, were doing against political targets even before President Trump took his oath of office. You've got to see that movie. It's from the great, great Amanda Milius. It has broken all documentary movie records in just the first week and a half it has been released. It's available right now on Vimeo, on Amazon Prime, and you can actually see it in theaters. Go to patpmovie.com. That's Plot Against the President, patpmovie.com, and see it now. Somebody who knows only too well the threat the deep state represents is the author of Conviction Machine. She is Sidney Powell. She is the person who has stood up to represent General Mike Flynn and fought back. Follow her on Twitter right now. Sidney Powell One. First question. Your reaction to the fact that despite everything, Devin Nunes, Kash Patel, Sarah Carter, John Solomon, Lee Smith, and yourself have uncovered in the last 4 years, not one person apart from a lowly lawyer has been charged with any felonies in the most significant political scandal of the modern age.
I can't tell you how concerning that is for me in a country that's supposed to be based on the rule of law. The double standard that the American people have seen play out over the last 10 to 12 years, frankly, is one of the reasons why we must and will reelect Donald Trump. He was robbed of his first 4 years in office, completely robbed. I mean, look what amazing things he managed to do despite being robbed of much of his power and having to fight every day tooth and nail just to maintain being president, essentially.
He's joked about it on the campaign trail that he gets a mulligan. He gets a do-over if he wins in at least two more terms. It's a joke. I know the president. I still work for him. But by rights, really, he deserves a third term if our constitution allowed. Let me ask you, as somebody, I've worked a lot with the FBI before I joined the administration. I was working in the counterterrorism field. I presume, like me, until recently, if the FBI knocked on your door, you would have spoken to them. What about now, Sidney Powell?
I can't recommend that anybody speak to the FBI now. Everything needs to be recorded if you do, but if you try to record it, they'll walk out. Mueller is the one who testified in front of Congress to put the kibosh on any idea of recording the agents' interviews with people. They want the right to revise their 302 reports of the interviews, yet they carry evidentiary weight that should never be allowed to them, and no one should ever be prosecuted for an asserted false statement based on what the FBI 302 or the two agents say.
And the idea that I'm asked, what did you have for breakfast? And you say eggs to an FBI agent, because that's what you remember. And it turns out you didn't. You had sausages. And the fact that that is a felony, don't we have to change that as well, Sidney?
Yes. Well, we really need to make them record their statements, I think. Any questioning between certainly a person who's never been in trouble and with the law in any way, just being ordinary witnesses, should be recorded so that they have no fear of their words being twisted.
And the idea that General Flynn went into that meeting the day after he started work in good faith to sit down with those two FBI agents, the fact that they didn't tell him he was under investigation, the fact that he wasn't Mirandized, the fact that he didn't have counsel present, that's a setup, isn't it, Sidney Powell?
Oh, it was not just a setup. It was a complete frame job. They planned in multiple meetings how to keep him unguarded and relaxed so that he would not even realize he was being interviewed. They sent over agents like they would any time. He talked to FBI agents all the time. The day before, they'd done a training session. And all McCabe said was, hey, can we send a couple of agents over by to talk to you a minute? He said, sure, no big deal. And then they changed the 302 for weeks until it met McCabe's standards that they then used to allege false statements that weren't in their notes at all, that didn't match what they had briefed people on afterwards. They made up the purported false statements, and they did the same thing with the, quote, FARA false statements that they alleged later. There are no false statements in the FARA filing.
And so years later, he is millions of dollars in debt, and he still doesn't know his fate, but he has you on his side. We're talking to Sydney Powell. Follow her right now. She's a warrior for freedom, Sydney Powell 1 on Twitter. Last minute we have with you. Is Donald Trump the only chance? Is Donald Trump and his reelection the only chance we have to fix the swamp, Sydney?
Yes, I believe it is. I really do. The time is right now. If these evil people who are concerned with lining their own pockets with global wealth and turning us into a communist country whereby the government dictates everything we do, he is our last chance for freedom. It's got to happen right now. The world is watching this election. This election is important to the entire world. I have people email me from all around the world all the time because they see the Flynn case as an example of everything that has been wrong in this country for the last 15, 16 years.
Perfectly put. The last chance for freedom, and Mike Flynn's story tells you why. Get her book right now, Conviction Machine, and follow her at Sydney Powell 1 on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Let's make it happen. It is turning, the tide is turning, and we can win. But it is up to you and the three, minimum three other people you get to the polling stations. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you have a cell phone and you're with one of the big cell phone providers, do you know what you're doing? You're actually funding your enemies. The big cell phone companies, at the end of the month when you pay your bill, they make donations to gun control organizations, to Planned Parenthood, and even to Democrat candidates. Why would you let them use your money against you? Don't. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile, rated number one in customer service in the United States. Right now, this week, get a free Samsung A11 phone with a two-year commitment or $45 off any phone. You keep your old number, they transfer it, and it is so simple. Call their U.S.-based team now, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468, or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. At the end of the month, guess what they do? They support causes that you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment. They are good guys. Let's stick together. patriotmobile.com/GORKA or 972-PATRIOT, 972-728-7468. This is America First. Don't touch that dial.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Yes, it is a manic Monday, but just wait till we get to tomorrow night and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. We're going to have a victory if we do our part. Listen to Sydney Powell, the last guarantor of our freedom, is the man. Nobody asked him to run for president. He decided that it had to happen, that left and right had betrayed the American people, and it was time to fix the swamp and make America great again. He did so much in just 4 years, and he's doing it right now as we speak, crisscrossing the country to get the word out. And more important than getting the word out and talking about the threat that is Beijing Biden and the radicals who have taken over the Democrat Party, it is a lesson of courage
It is showing us that it's okay, that you can love America, that you can tell the world what you believe in and what you stand for. And it is the act of standing up for what you believe in that defines courage. And you, dear listener, dear viewer, my friends here on America First, you will be defined by the next 24 hours. Yes, it's not that day you graduated from high school or the day that you knelt down and proposed to your loved one or the day that you signed your first payroll check as a successful owner of a new business. No, you will be defined by the next 24 hours. How you show through your own personal courage what you believe in, how you share that with others, and how you help them, you energize them, you motivate them to vote for President Trump with you. It's up to you now. The president has done more than enough. The tide is turning. You can see it in the reaction, the meltdown of the left-wing media in just the last 48 hours. But now you have to close. He is known as the great closer, and my, is he ever the great closer. But now you need to close for him and for America. So as soon as you finish listening to this, you need to get out there. You need to convince. You need to organize. And then together, mobilize everyone you know to get out and to vote. And be prepared to wait in line for a long, long time. Take a book. Take a thermos. Take your friends. And we can make it happen. God bless you all. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. Hold the line. And stay frosty.